Welcome back to Insights for Health. This is a supplemental section to our radio interview, and my guest is Michelle Doan, creator of Imani Products. This conversation is a further discussion on Imani Foundations. So the serums anybody can use, but then the foundations, I'm guessing some of the listeners have a shelf full of cosmetic products already. So can their existing cosmetics go over top of your serums?
Yeah, absolutely. And if they are breaking out by using the current cosmetics, I would say look for the product online, read the ingredients, and just be mindful about what you're putting on your skin. So the first thing is knowledge. So definitely you can put your makeup, your sunscreen, your skincare over the Imani serum. But we also have a couple of products that are foundation. Now, we have the HydroWear Foundation. It's a liquid foundation, but it's more like a skincare treatment. It's like a moisturizer with a mineral coverage. And what this does is that it smooths out your skin, but it also very nutritious because it has hyaluronic acid. It has niacinamide in it. And it's like a water-soluble vitamin that works with the natural substance of your skin to help visibly minimize your large pores. It also improves uneven skin tone. So there are a lot of benefits. It's definitely not your mother's foundation. And we also have powder for very oily skin. We have a flawless matte foundation that's 100% natural. We have a crush foundation that is 100% natural as well. We work with a lot of professional skincare estheticians, makeup artists, and they apply our products after treatment.
And these foundations, they can be used with all skin types, whether you have sensitive or acne.
Yeah, it's formulated for sensitive and acne-prone skin. So we don't put any ingredients in the product that can have a negative impact, cause skin irritation, or it would have any viability of clogging pores.
Yeah. You used the term comedogenic. Now, your products are non-comedogenic. Can you explain what that word is?
Comedogenic are ingredients that actually clog your pores. They're not pore-friendly. There is a comedogenic scale that we develop products. So every single ingredient, we look at the scale for a comedogenic level. So 1 is 0 and 1 are non-comedogenic. Anything over a 3 or a 5, that's highly comedogenic on your skin. And those things you can also look on the website, or you can take a look on, and you can Google for comedogenic ingredients, and it'll give you a list of different ingredients that you can avoid in future products.
So it's comedogenic. I
mispronounced. Comedogenic.
Yeah, I mispronounced that. And your foundations, are they SPF? Are they sun protective?
It has a physical SPF, but we do not claim SPF because we do export to other countries that have very strict medical claims. And so it does offer natural SPF equivalent to SPF 20. And if you're really sensitive to the sun, I always recommend doubling up.
The following segment looks deeper into the dynamics of the quality of ingredients and their delivery into the skin. I wanted to talk a little bit more about the quality of the ingredients. And Michelle, your ingredients, we touched on this, was that they're bioactive and they're fermented. And you went into that a little bit, and the significance of that, but can you touch on that?
I think it's all about the delivery system. And what we want to do is we want to take natural extract and elevate it and make it and maximize the effect that it can deliver on our skin. It's all about absorption. So when you think about like taking supplements for your body, some supplements absorb faster. And so we think about fermentation. The fermentation process is which a substance breaks down into a simpler substance through metabolic process. And in layman terms is that we break it down to smaller molecules, and then through our three-step process, high temp, hitting it with freezing temperature and a slow temp extraction, and then we formulate it with ingredients are super compatible with it. So the whole efficacy of the ingredients is delivered to your skin in the most proper way.
You use probiotics, and specifically use the lactobacillus as a probiotic. We know that lactobacillus is good in the gut, along with the bifidum and the Saccharomyces boulardii and acidophilus, etc. But you're taking that and putting it on the skin externally.
Yeah, absolutely. What we don't see is there are bacteria all around us, and some are healthy and some are not. And so how do we create products that could really help to support our microbiome, strengthen our skin barrier? As you see, is that a lot more free radicals are going on, a lot of UVA and UVB. So we really focus on skin defense, is strengthen the barrier of skin while we're still supporting the health of the skin. And where fermented ingredients like ginseng or the superfoods for the skin, that is nutritious and helping to preserve our skin from early aging.
There was a study that you conducted with fermented ginseng and superfoods. Can you tell us about that study?
It's so amazing when you start thinking about these superfoods and how it can really support skin health. And what I think is that a lot of it has to do with anti-inflammation and about hydration. The red ginseng that we use is from South Korea. It contains a powerful chemical compound called polysaccharides, which we discussed before. And it helps your body internally, but also topically. Age can also bring out hyperpigmentations like dark spot, age spot. Ginseng is often the go-to ingredient for skin whitening. And what we have shown in a 24-week study of women with melasma, 91% reported an improvement after using ginseng as a topical application. So for us, that's really powerful data.
And this was done with women that were, what, 50 plus?
Yes, over 50.
And they saw an increase in collagen in their skin?
So there are multiple layers. This one particular study, it talks about improving melasma and the skin tone. But there are also other ginseng studies that help to increase collagen for women over the age of 50 in 8 weeks. And those studies are based upon women that have normal skincare regimen.
We talked about this in our radio show. You described that the vegan collagen comes from fermented yeast, which is a wonderful technology because we always known collagen as being an animal product. But then you've added niacinamide and hyaluronic acid and B3. What's the significance of those?
So critical. Niacinamide, it's like a water-soluble vitamin that helps to visibly, right, reduce the look of large pores. It also even out your skin tone, because when you look at beauty overall, when it's a beauty of skin deep, it really is. So we want uneven skin tone, and the skin tone can really change. And sometimes you get melasma through hormone changes and exposure to UVA and UVB and fine lines and everything else. So these ingredients are really critical in improving skin health, including hyaluronic acid, which expands 1,000 times its molecular weight. And what that does is that it helps to keep your skin super balanced so you don't get the extreme oily or extreme dry, because it's building a moisture barrier that's sending signal that your skin is healthy. It's when your skin dry or oily, when it's sending signals that to either produce more oils can affect your skin.
In your products, you really focus on being plant-based and certified organic in all your ingredients.
I think it's really important. What I would call us is that we try to go 100% natural, and that's very difficult. So what we call it 99-1, 99% natural, and then 1% science that helps to elevate all of these natural ingredients. So it's really important to us where we source all of our ingredients, where it comes from, and what we're putting in it. And if it's really critical to make sure that we are delivering a product that has high quality that can sustain through the shelf life.
I asked you this question in the previous segment, and it's the cynic who says, yeah, okay, a lot of products say they're green, a lot of products say they're organic. You're saying the same thing. How do I know that, and how can I trust that you're different?
It's all about what's on the label, and I think authenticity and transparency is really important. We look at all of the ingredients, and sometimes some of the ingredients sound really chemically, but it comes from a natural source because natural ingredients get processed, and through the process of however that ingredient is processed, it's referred to as an INCI, which is an international cosmetic ingredient listing. So it's always good to see where the sources of the ingredient is in your product.
Yeah, most people don't have time to do all that legwork and all that research. So that's why we have shows like this where it gives you opportunity to explain. The old saying, the proof's in the pudding, right? Let's say they buy one bottle of serum and give it a try. They'll know, won't they?
Yeah, they absolutely would. And I think patience is also the key. There's no magic solution. So it depends on the skin health. Usually it takes anywhere from 30 to 60 days to actually see results. And it depends if you exfoliate. It depends if, you know, you're drinking enough water. There are many factors. So water is probably the most incredible beauty solution, I would say. And then skin health is really important. So 30 to 60 days is where, with consistent use, you will see some kind of results in your skin.
Yeah, consistency is so key.
Yeah, and that's why I always recommend, if you wanted to know, sometimes you can't see the visible difference. Before trying something new is that I would take a before picture of front and the two sides. And then you can take a picture every, you know, 4 to 6 weeks to see if your skin is actually looking better.
This final segment explains how their collagen is vegan sourced. So now here's the health food industry side, because I've always understood collagen as always being an animal product. But you're telling me this is a vegan collagen from yeast. This is fascinating to me. Can you describe that a little further?
Yeah, so basically this is like one of the first highly effective vegan collagens that derived from, correct me, I don't know if I'm saying this correctly, Pichia pastoris yeast, and through a pan fermentation technology. And what this does is to produce a non-allergic and high-performance collagen that you can use for topical application. And so it's not coming from an animal source, and it's highly sustainable because this is based upon biotech technology. And the same thing with hyaluronic acid as well.
Yeah, hyaluronic acid, you see that in a lot of topical products. We would sell hyaluronic acid as a supplement for joint health because it works so well with the synovial fluid of the joints, but also it's great for skin.
Yeah, and what a lot of people don't know is that hyaluronic acid is mostly common derived from plant fermentation process, and it's rarely derived from animals anymore. And once again, we harness the power of biotechnology so we can create these super ingredients and not harming the earth.
Yeah, so it's a vegan product.
All of our products are vegan, and we're third-party vegan certified.
So Michelle, thank you again for joining us on Insights for Health and doing this supplementary segment.
Thank you for having me, Dave.